Good morning, WWIB, the Wib Wake Up Show. Great to have you with us this morning. Had a chance to be on hand for Jesus Fit, their annual monthly outreach at the Brewing Project in Eau Claire, and to hear Michelle Pride and her speaking last night. Good crowd, and boy, she's our friend from Feed My People. Feed My People Food Bank and Chippewa Valley Street Ministry, and also part of the group Breaking Chains. I know when we had our parking lot picnics, I think the last year that we had those and started in 2020 and ran for all the way through 2023, a lot of them, and had six initially, and then I think four, and four. And yeah, Breaking Chains, a great group. I love it when they do the We the Kingdom song, Child of Love, in honor of her, and Breaking Chains. Have to look for that here this morning. Meanwhile, high school football action last night. We told you about the games yesterday, kind of went over the roster of it, and on WQOW-TV here locally, four games in the books and four champions. Kenosha St. Joe's finishes the season 14-0 down in Cochran Fountain City from our neck of the woods, 35-19. But I understand CFC actually scored more points than all the other 13 opponents who faced Kenosha all season. So, hey, pretty good in that regard. Darlington finishes 14-0, downing Edgar 42-18 in the D6 title game. Mayville is your D5 champion. They finish 14-0, beating Northwestern from Douglas County in a shootout, 42-32. In the last game last night, Winneconne finishes the year 14-0, downing Little Chute 28-22 in a real close one. Three more games on tap today, divisions 3, 2, and 1 at 10, 1, and 4, respectively, starting with Grafton and Reedsburg, then Notre Dame and West Appear, both from that Green Bay area, and then Arrowhead and Bayport wrap it up tonight. All right. Also, we had high school basketball last night, McDonald losing at Prescott on WDOGO, and also that one on our Wogo Sports YouTube channel and on Facebook. A little bit of today in history. If we can get everything working right here on this cold 28-degree morning here at WWIB. Yeah, one of the things, as we go back in our Wib Wake Up Show time machine today, we go back to 1877, inventor Thomas Edison announcing the invention of the phonograph after testing it by reciting a nursery rhyme. Here he is.
Mary had a little lamb, its fleece was white as snow, and everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go.
Pretty cool to play Thomas Edison audio here on the morning show. And also 1934.
You're the top. You're Napoleon Brandy.
Yeah, so that one is in New York. The Cole Porter musical Anything Goes, starring Ethel Merman, opened on Broadway. 1934, yeah, 91 years ago. All right, and we continue on with Larry Crabb's God's Love Letters to You, a 40-day devotional experience. Today, day 36, Hebrews, strengthened to believe, wait, and love. Hebrews 2:18 says, because he himself suffered when he was tempted, he is able to help those who are being tempted. And Larry, again, this devotion comes from his longer book, 66 Love Letters, an imaginary conversation with God through all 66 books of the Bible. What might God have for us from the, isn't it, 13 chapters of Hebrews? Larry imagines it might be something like this. See Jesus, still incarnate as a human, but no longer on earth. Still the crucified one with nail-scarred hands and feet, but no longer on the cross. Still resurrected, but no longer visible among you. And still ascended, but no longer ascending through the devil-filled heavens. See Jesus where he is right now, where he is when you awake in a cold sweat at 2 in the morning, where he is when you're alone in a hotel room and tempted to watch what should never cross the path of your eyes, where he is when you've been devastated by loss or rejection, where he is when your failure has brought you into the depths of despair. My son energizes you to reveal my goodness by the way you relate during difficult times. He nourishes you, generating strength for you to believe, wait, and love. Taking a moment to pray, Father, there is no one more precious to you than your son. Help us to see him as you do in a way that would strengthen and nourish our hearts so that we could then live and relate as he does. We ask in Jesus' name, amen. Stephen Curtis Chapman is 63 today. Oh, yeah. My favorite CCM artist of all time. He's so good. I've seen him in concert many times. Most recently when he was in Wausau a couple years ago. But I'm trying to think, how does that overlap with... And then he was in Eau Claire here as well. That was probably more recently. Those are the last couple of times having a chance to see SC Squared. This is a favorite early morning rendition from him. You are being loved. WWIB, good morning. WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show. Of course, yesterday we were taking calls from a number of you, leaving your voicemails, asking what you're especially thankful for this year with Thanksgiving. Now just 6 days away, Caleb.
Yes, and so this headline kind of caught my attention a little bit. Do you time shift Thanksgiving? So what's time shifting? Of course, in common parlance, when you're watching TV or something like that, instead of watching your favorite show at the time it airs, you watch it at a different time because it's recorded. Well, do you do that with Thanksgiving? Meaning, if you can't celebrate with loved ones on Thanksgiving Day, do you have a Thanksgiving celebration a different day? And I don't honestly ever remember having a Thanksgiving celebration on any time other than Thanksgiving. Totally different for Christmas in our household because Christmas might be at any point during December because we have so many different Christmases and family groups to celebrate with. Uh-huh. But Thanksgiving, it's always been on Thanksgiving for me.
Yeah, it's estimated as many as 6% of households celebrate Thanksgiving on Friday, Saturday, or even Sunday. Now, it seems to me this has been increased in recent years. Now, I know on my wife's side, tomorrow we are getting together in Ellsworth at her brother's house. And we've been doing that for a while. And sometimes it had been in the past, maybe much earlier in November, maybe even late October on that side. And then even on my sister's side, we are going to be traveling to Tulsa for Thanksgiving Day this year. But I think in the past, maybe it was a Friday one time. So that's at least, it seems, part of the conversation.
Yeah. I mean, for me, it's always been that Thursday. But if you count continuing to enjoy the leftover pie for the next few days,
right,
then
right.
I celebrate it Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with gusto.
With a little cream, too.
7:49, the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB, Caleb and Havel hanging out with you. 28 degrees, sunshine-filled Friday morning. This is about the time each week where we carry out our Friday morning tradition. It's where we get you caught up on everything you might have missed in news, sports, politics, and pop culture. We bring it to you in condensed, bite-sized fashion. We call it Headlines, and here we go.
That time, Christmas shopping season.
You know you spent too much during the holidays last year when you pull up to Walmart this year and the manager offers to park your car.
Uh-huh.
A survey finds women talk and text on their phones more than men.
It's nice to hear that researchers at the Department of Obvious are keeping busy.
Who's funding that?
Research shows you only have 27 seconds to make a good first impression.
So I guess I should stop leading with, do you believe in aliens?
Yeah.
Dog owners have been warned not to brush their pets' teeth with human toothpaste after research suggested it was being used as a solution to bad breath.
Plus, getting Fido to rinse and spit is nearly impossible.
Mm-hmm.
A study found that hamsters suffering extreme jet lag show decreased brain functions.
So I can't take nail clippers on a plane with me, but they'll let a hamster on?
Mm.
According to a study that calculated the adult portion of the human race's collective weight, humanity is 17 million tons overweight.
Forget about the ozone. Maybe we should be more worried about our planet falling out of orbit.
Right?
And finally, there's a myth that the average person gains up to 7 pounds over the holidays, but it's really like a pound or two.
And don't worry about the extra weight. Your wallet will lose 25 pounds buying Christmas gifts.
Uh-huh.
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up. Looking forward to seeing how things end up in the next few weeks for our 60 Ways in 60 Days campaign. We do this for 2 months, but just a few weeks left now. This ends December 14th. And we're asking you to step up and, Lord willing, to step up more than ever before. We know that hunger is not always obvious. It's not something that kind of hits you right in the face when you're out and about walking. You might not realize how many people are hungry. It could be a classmate of your child's that might be going home to empty cupboards this weekend that depends on those school meals. It could be a neighbor. Maybe it's an elderly neighbor that's struggling to pay for medications, everything more expensive these days, struggling to pay for medications on a fixed income and still be able to have enough for regular meals. It could be a single parent at your church or in your school group, that single parent that is working so hard and doing just fine, but then something unexpected happens, a medical bill for him or herself or for a child, maybe an unexpected car repair, maybe they hit a deer, and all of a sudden they find themselves in need and wondering how in the world they're going to feed themselves and their children. These are true stories, real stories, because it happens all the time. We hear from local food pantries that we're able to visit. We hear from those directly from Feed My People about these stories of hardworking Wisconsin men and women. Again, these might be seniors, these might be working families, they might be children. And I think what I've really taken away this year is I think so many times, especially in evangelical Christianity, we can get caught up in the things that don't matter nearly as much. We major on the minors and we start trying to point fingers and say, well, why are those kids hungry? And let's figure this out. And yes, good. Let's have those conversations and try and figure this out. But as Carly Rubenzer said, who was in here the other day, she said, if a child in front of me is hungry, I'm not going to stop to figure out why right away. I'm going to feed them first. I'm going to feed them first. And I think we see that in scripture too. If you see a brother or sister in need and don't take care of those needs, how is the love of God in you? And so I'm challenging you all, but challenging myself as well too, to say, hey, if there's a need and we're trying to make you aware of it here and encourage you to check out Feed My People's website at fmpfoodbank.org. There's social media to find out more as well too. Just saying there's a need and let's do what we can. Let's do our part to fill it. We have so many generous businesses that have partnered with us for this 60 Ways in 60 Days campaign where every dollar you give provides two meals. We're thankful to Northwestern Insurance Agency in Altoona, Olson Auto on Truax Boulevard in Eau Claire, Stokes Brock and Munt Funeral Chapel, and Grosskopf and Birch Law Firm. They've all given $6,000 plus total combined for a matching challenge. Now, $6,000 is 12,000 meals. They're challenging you to at least double that, to at least make it 25,000 meals. And Lord willing, we'll go even further beyond that. So again, how can we maybe make a little sacrifice, even just a little sacrifice in our lives in order to give to those who have less? Maybe, again, wait a month to get a manicure or a new scarf. Maybe the money you spend, and this is probably for me, on some fast food. Maybe the money you spend on fast food, you say, hey, let's cut back one more time this week or this month and say, hey, I'm going to deny myself that little indulgence, that little luxury, and give what I would have spent to feed my people. I think, man, I got some food last night at Quick Trip and spent, I think it was like $11. Well, that's 22 meals. Are there ways that we can, again, deny ourselves just a little bit in order to give to others? WWIB.com/60ways if you're able to help. WWIB.com/60ways. And just please remember to put WWIB Matching Challenge in the comments section when you give. JJ Heller, I think this one is very fitting. The table, there's always enough. We've been given so much. Let's make sure there's enough for everyone.
We've boiled the best of the week, 5 shows down to 3.5 minutes. It sounds like this.
Good morning, Mark. This is Randy from Stanley. I'm thankful for the work of God in my family's life and thankful for the gift of salvation, so rich and so free, and thankful for family. I'm thankful for the Christian radio stations that bring encouragement through the airwaves. Good to have you around, and so thankful for you.
Well, Teddy, buddy, this one's for you. Almost 5% of us have been injured by what? And you might say, why does the Wib Wake Up Show focus on injuries so much? I don't know.
Hi, this is Shanna from Medford.
Hi, Shanna.
What do you think?
A curling iron.
Those can be dangerous. Mm,
yes. Uh-huh. I can't say I even use curling irons, and I have injured myself with one before.
That's not it, Shanna. Thank you.
I'm going to reference Office Space and say a stapler. Have you seen my stapler?
Yeah.
That actually was guessed earlier, but I appreciate the reference very much.
Yeah. Is it a potato peeler?
Is it a potato peeler? You know how yesterday, pretty much every answer, I was like, I've done that. Yes. Uh-huh. I have injured myself with a potato peeler. Yeah, I guess I just peel very vigorously.
Yeah.
Is it a potato peeler, Mike? It's not.
I was thinking maybe opening a letter, opening an envelope.
Oh, yeah.
I've done that, too.
Wow.
Those paper cuts. Yeah, I'm oft injured, I guess, but not it. So here's the clue.
Uh-huh. The clue is it's not an injury that would happen in your home.
Tony from Menominee.
Hey, Tony.
What do you think, Tony?
Good morning. Is it pinch your fingers in the shopping cart?
Pinch your fingers.
Like grabbing the shopping cart.
Man.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think, because with so many of these, it's like, oh, yeah, I've done that. I've done that. Have I pinched my fingers in the shopping cart? I have. I have done that. And Tony?
You're absolutely correct.
Oh, it's a shopping cart injury. Almost 5%. You're going to the Rhett Walker concert.
When you said just not at home or your property, I was like, I was just at Fleet Farm the other day and grabbed a hard card to come out and slammed my finger in.
Well, you know what? The pain has then led to the joy of winning here on the WIB Wake Up Show.
This is Tony from Menominee. Like Mark said, I'm thankful for the tickets yesterday. Another blessing. It's my wife Liz's birthday that day, too, so that'll be an amazing gift to be able to share with her. And just thankful for all the blessings God has put into our lives, whether it be from Vets Fighting for Vets or on a personal level and nudging me closer to him, the people that he introduces us to, and how his way, in the way of his word, just brings great joy to this life we live on earth.
Good morning, Mark and Caleb. This is Beth from Elk Mound, and I'm very thankful for you, WWID, and OneFest, who has helped my son and daughter-in-law come to the Lord and go to church. And for my daughter and granddaughter, who attended OneFest for the first time last year, have come to the Lord. So you have blessed us. God has blessed us with you and with them turning their lives over to the Lord. So thank you for everything that you do. God bless.
Best of the week.
Thank you, Howell, for putting that together. Always great to hear the week recapped in just a few minutes.
Uh-huh.